Okay, let's learn. Okay, Parshas Noach, from the year Tav Shin Aleph, on page Kuf Chavtas. Eile told us, Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tamim haye bedorosav, es Elohim is halech Noach. Perish Rashi. Rashi famously comments, Noach haye tzarech sa'od l'somcho, aval Avram haye mischazik u'mahalech b'tzidko me'elov. Noach needed support to travel through this world. He needed, right, he needed help to take the steps that he took. But Avram was able to draw on his own strength and to sort of carry himself. Noach's a tzaddik. Noach's a tamim. Noach is an ish. Noach's a very heilige person. But at the same time, he needed more guidance and more support than Avraham Avinu. Right, we will come back to this Rashi at the very end of the piece. But as our Rebbe often does, he takes us into an interesting Gemara, which somehow, in a roundabout way, will eventually bring us full circle back to this Rashi. So let's learn a very, very interesting Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. Ki Isa b'Sanhedrin kuf dalet amud alef. Maisa b'shnei b'nei adam, a story of two Jews, shenashvu b'har ha-karmel. That they were taken hostage. They were captives. Bahar Karmel. Vahaya Shavai Mahalich Acharehem. And their captor was traveling behind them. He was leading these two Jews who were enslaved, who were taken captive. Amar lo echad mehem l'chaveiro. So one of the two captives said to his friend, apparently up ahead, traveling even in front of them, separate from their chevron, there was a camel. And there were people who were leading the camel. And these two Jewish captives, one of them said to his friend, let me tell you what's going on. I want to predict what's happening over there with the camel. Gamal shemahalechas lefanenu, that camel that's traveling up ahead of us, suma ba'achas me'enah. I believe that it's blind in one of its eyes. Uteuna shtei nodos, achas shal shemen, achas shal yayin, v'achas shal shemen. And I can tell that the two jugs that it's carrying, one has wine and one has oil. V'shnei b'nei adam hamanhigim osa, and the two people who are leading the camel, echad Yisrael v'echad Nachmi, one is a Yid and one is a non-Jew. Amar lehen shavai, so their captor overhears the conversation, and he says to these two fellows, am k'shei oref, stiff-necked people, you Jews. Stiff-necked people, me'ayin atem yodim. How do you know that? How do you know the camel's blind in one eye? How do you know that the two barrels, the two jugs that are being carried, one has oil and one has wine? How do you know that the two people leading the camel, one's a Jew, one's not a Jew? How do you know all these things? Stiff-necked people, how do you know these things? Amrulo. So he said, they replied, Gamal me'asavim shilafanea mitzad shiroa ucheles. We see that the camel, when it eats from the grass alongside the road, it always goes to one side. So it must be that it's blind in one eye and can only see with one eye. So it keeps eating from the side that it can see on. Pretty smart. And how do we predict? How do we know? How do we infer that the two jugs that are being carried, one has wine, one has oil? Shall yayin metaftef vishokaya. Because out of the barrel of wine that it's dripping, the wine is being absorbed in the ground, and as we're trailing behind, we don't see any indication that what? That something is on the ground. But the oil leaves, right? The oil doesn't get absorbed into the ground as easily. So if on one side of the road it's clear there's markings, on one side there's not, so presumably one barrel is oil, and that's why it's leaving a mark, and the other barrel is wine, and it's getting absorbed more readily into the ground, and that's why it's not as noticeable. So I would predict that the two barrels are not the same thing. One is wine, one is oil. And the two people who are leading it, v'shnei b'nei adam ha-manhigim osam, echad nachri v'echad Yisrael, how do we know that one of the people leading is a Jew and one is a non-Jew? Nachri nifna l'derech, v'Yisrael nifna l'tzadim. Because I see when they go to the bathroom, I see one of them relieves himself sort of like right in the middle of the street. And the other one, more bitzina, with greater tznias, with greater sensitivity, goes off to the side. So presumably the one who's urinating in the street is a guy, and the one who goes off bitzina is a yid. Rodach v'achareim, what's a kidirayim? So the captor said, I gotta find out. If these Jews are right, if their predictions are correct, they're very wise people. So he runs ahead, he catches up to the camel, and he starts to investigate. And he sees the camel's blind in one eye, one barrel is oil, one barrel is wine, one is a Jew, one is an eye. Everything they said was correct. Ba v'nashkan al roshan, he comes back to his two captives, and he gives them a kiss on their head. Ve'evian lebeisan, and he brings them to his house. Vasalhan suda gadol, and he puts out a big fancy meal for them. He puts out fine foods for them. And he's dancing. A minute ago he was their, you know, they were his slaves. And now all of a sudden he's being mechabed them and he's dancing in front of them. Blessed is the one who chose the descendants of Abraham. Hashem, you picked a good team. The Jewish people, wow, they're such insightful people. Wherever they go, they become the masters of their masters. I thought these were a bunch of lowly slaves, and look how much they taught me. I can't take these fine people, these brilliant people. I can't hold them hostage. He says, you two are free to go. You're such a wise people, such a deep people. Right? So praiseworthy is the God who gave his wisdom to the descendants of Avraham, that wherever they go, they seem to flip things on their heads. You try to enslave them, and they, you know, Yosef HaTzadik, he goes from being a Jew in a dungeon to being the top of the kingdom. So when he realized how great they were, he set them free. But the question is, why did he refer to them? When he first overheard their conversation, he referred to them in an unusual way. He said, what? Am kishe oref me'ayin atem yodim. Stiff-necked people, how do you know this? Why do they call them stiff-necked people? I mean, the Jewish people are referred to in the Torah as a stiff-necked people, but what does that have to do with anything? Why did he refer to them as an Am Kishe Orf? U'midayik ha-marsha, so if you look at the Marsha on that Gemara, Sanhedrin Kuf Dalet, ma'inin kishe orif l'she'elah. So what is the inyan of an Am Kishe Orf? What does that have to do? What does it have to do with his question of how do you know this? So the Marsha explains, mitaritz, Shayisurim mimaetos mimaatos esachachma. Yisurim, suffering, sometimes makes it hard for a person to think straight. Veheim kashe oref lachshov al atzmam shodim chachamim. And he's referred to them as a stiff-necked people that you think, despite the fact that you're not my captives, you're not my slaves, you think you could still reason in such a creative way. You're very stubborn to think that you could even know these things. And when he saw that it was correct, he said, wow, you people are unbelievable. So they were stiff-necked in the sense, again, they're kshei oref, to even think that despite suffering, despite their captivity, they would maintain their chachma. It's a certain stubbornness. But we need to understand in a deep way what that means. And that's what our Rebbe, the Eish Kodesh, whose yahrzeit is this Motzei Shabbos, on Dalet Cheshvan, is going to explain to us. However, this piece is very halacha l'maisa. Some of the other pieces that we learned, we feel, as we've said many times, we feel a little bad tapping into it because it's coming from such a place of suffering. But this piece, he doesn't talk so much about the suffering. He talks about challenges that we have and what happens sometimes when we face those challenges. And you'll see it's very, very true to every single person in this room. So listen to this. V'keivan sheshivim panim la'Torah. But since we know there are 70 facets, 70 faces to Torah, 70 ways to understand Torah, Daniel, you bought one of these copies, right?
Yeah.
You ordered what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
So this one's yours. Here, so take this.
No, are
you that one? Oh, I wasn't sure if I gave it. I didn't remember. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so since there are shivim panim la'Torah, efshar lomar, we could suggest the following. Shelo al shemisparim levad b'chachma karosam ksheirov. It's not just that because they're honored, that the Jewish people are considered chashiv because of their wisdom, that they're called the kshei orif. It's more than that. Hainu shehim am kshei orif liyispar gam ata shem chacham. It's not just like the Marsha said, that despite the fact that now you're slaves, you think that you could still be chachamim. It's more than that. Rak gam al shebe emes chachamim him. There's a deeper type of chachma that is true to the Jew, who's in suffering. It's not just that, like the Marsha said, that you would think that you could still be smart at a time like this is impressive. It's not just that. It's not just about holding on to your creative way of thinking when you're going through a difficult time. It's more than that. Let's go deeper, says the Ish Kodesh. Ki tzarach lahavin apsukim shehashem amar lemoshe rabbeinu. Let's talk about the places in the Torah where we're actually called an Am Kshei Orif. And we find two opposite things about Am Kshei Orif. On the one hand, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki lo e'ele bikir b'cha ki Am Kshei Orif ata. Hashem says, I cannot spend too much time with you Jews because you're an Am Kshei Orif. Hashem is rejecting us. Hashem says, I can't lead you. I'm going to send an angel to lead you. Shehu nesinas tam ashlo yala bekirbam, turn the page, rak yishlach malach. Why did Hashem send a malach to lead us? The pasuk says, because Hashem says, I can't be with you. Lo el lebekirbach, I can't stay with you. You're an am kashay orof. So I'm going to send a malach instead to guide you in your journeys. And yet, at the very same time, umeoso hatam, for the very same reason, shortly thereafter, in Shemos Perek Lamed Dalid, Bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu Es Hashem, Moshe says back to Hashem, why he shouldn't send a malach, shelo yishalach malach, raku yisbarach ba'atzmo yelech imanu. Moshe argues with Hashem and says, you, Dafka Hashem, should be the one to lead us. And how does Moshe present it? K'moshe amar ha-pasuk, yelech na Hashem bekirbeinu, ki am k'shei orfu. Hashem, you should lead us because we're am k'shei orfu. What? Perek Lamed Gimel of Shemos, Hashem says, I cannot lead you. You're frustrating people. I can't spend so much time with you. I'm going to send a malach instead to guide you because you're an Am Kshei Orif. One chapter later, Perek Lamed Dalet, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Hashem, I think you should lead us because we're an Am Kshei Orif. That's exactly the reason I told you I can't lead you. So what is this mid of Am Kshei Orif? That's really the question. Says the Piyazetz Nerebi, Ve'eich ze'efshar shemitam echad yochichu davar v'hifucho. That's the main question of this piece, if you want to underline it. Ve'eich ze'efshar, how is it possible? Shemitam echad, that the very same reason can be given to prove something and its opposite. Is Am Kshei Orif the reason Hashem should lead us? Or is Am Kshei Orif the reason that Hashem refuses to lead us? That's the question. Shashem Amar Shabishvil Shem Kshe Oref. That's Dafka Wayam Yishalach Malach. That's why I'm going to send the Malach. Umosh Rabbeinu Amar Shabishvil Shem Kshe Oref. Don't send the Malach. Rak Hashem Ba'atzmo Yelach Imanu. Hashem should lead us. So which is it? Which is it? Okay? That's the question. Good? Everyone's clear on the question? So again, we have this interesting Agarata. The Marsha says that he called him an Am Kshe Oref. How stubborn are you to think that you could maintain your wisdom despite your captivity? But the Piyazetz Rebbe says, no, it's more than that. We have to understand more the mid of Am Kshei Orif. And then we'll understand more, really, what this captor was saying to his Jewish captives. So the Rebbe says, and again, it's a beautiful lashon, it's a beautiful line. This next paragraph, again, he gives us the yesod. Aval inyan Kshei Orif hi achas hamailos hachi tovos. Wow, a bold statement. The midah of being kshei oref, of being stiff-necked, of being stubborn, is one of the milos hachi tovos, one of the greatest milos a person can have. And the Rebbe is going to explain why. Okay? And pay attention. This is also a paragraph you might want to underline or star or something, because look at these words. Look what he says. Kimi she'enu kshei oref, because a person who's not a strong-willed person, what does it mean to be a stiff-necked person? We see a person who has a certain stubbornness. A person who doesn't have a clarity in what are his values. A person who is not strong and clear in what he believes and is able to act upon it. A person who is not kshei oref. Hafachfach v'kalhu. He's a wishy-washy person. Hafachfach. He flips sides very easily. It's like the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah about who? About Achashverosh. He's a melech hafachfachan. He's a very wishy-washy person. He's indecisive. One minute he's ready to kill his wife because of his friend. Namely, he gets rid of Vashti at the advice of Haman. And then he kills his friend at the advice of his wife. Then he gets rid of Haman at the advice of Esther. Right? One minute he's willing to destroy the Jews, one minute he's, no, Chas v'Shalom, no one should hurt the Jews. He's easily manipulated. That's what it means. Hafach v'chan is a person who always takes, you know, jumps on the bandwagon, takes the popular position. Can't stand up to the crowd. Can't develop an idea and stick with it. He's a fachach, he's kal, he's a lightweight. Not a strong person. Pam kachu, pam kach. Sometimes like this, sometimes like that. You don't really know what he is. Because he's always, you know, he's always a chameleon. He's always adapting to whatever the trend is. He doesn't have his own shitas. He doesn't have his lines. He doesn't have his clearly defined lines in his life. What he does and what he doesn't do. Eich yecholem ligamerimo. How do you work with such a person? How do you involve yourself with such an individual? Bishazo rotze kvar la'avodas Hashem. Uvishash acharei ki'ilu ish acherhu. It's a person who one day is like, he's so inspired and wants nothing other than to learn and to grow, and right? And the next day you can't even get him to show up at all. How can it be that the same person, b'shazu, one moment he wants to serve Hashem in a sincere way, u'b'shaz shachar, and the next hour he's a totally different person who doesn't want to have any interest in it? So make a, are you in or you're out? Are you serious about this or you're not serious about this? Right? Why do I say this is so relevant to us? Because we all have these types of streaks in life. Someone, I don't know what I'm allowed to say. Someone who was once in our shir recently celebrated a very significant religious accomplishment. Let's say it like that. Years ago. None of you know this guy. And he was the type of guy who had awesome potential, but there were stages of his career in YU where he was really not, he like just couldn't get it together. He really couldn't get it together, and he was missing shir a lot. Right? And we would have this conversation because he was the type of guy I knew. Like he was the type of person also, like when he was there, he was a fire. B'shazu rotze kvar la'avodas Hashem, u'b'shaz she'acharei ki'ilu ish acherhu. When he was in it, he was like the best, he was like the most in it. And when he was out of it, he would disappear for like weeks. He'd disappear for weeks. For a long time. But it's something that he worked on for years to develop himself and to develop himself and to develop himself. And he knew, even when he was going through those stages where he was like not connecting and not showing up, and he seemed like a hafachvacha, he was a person who was a little in, a little out, back and forth, it was clear to him, there was a certain amk she'oref that he had, a certain stiff-necked nature that he had, that if I had to, you know, if I had to like place my bets, like after him missing 2 weeks of shir, where he would be 5 years down the road, I would bet that he'd be a very serious Jew. And I would have won that bet. I would have recently won that bet based on, you know, certain accomplishments that he's had more recently as a reflection of the growth that he's had over the course of many years now. But unfortunately, we're all this guy sometimes, right? We go through those streaks where we're like really into it, and then sometimes we're really out of it. And that's a lack of amk she'oref. That's a lack of commitment. If we're doing this, let's do it. Right? If you're the type of person who's easily manipulated, so when the going gets tough, when the going gets rough, so you're not going to pass your nesionos, because you don't have a backbone. You're not a strong person. But if a person has this essential, and we all have it, by the way, that was the point I'm trying to make. We all have this essential Jewish quality, right? We're part of an Am Kshei Oref. The Jewish people are a strong people. We're a confident and courageous people to take on the world. Ish yashar hu kishemidabrim imo hu poelim bo. Masha yachlit bedaito lavoras Hashem, az betuchim bo sheken yasa. If a person is a kshei oref, he's an ish yashar. He's a straight shooter. You know what he's about. When he says, when you speak with him, you can trust that his words are sincere. When he makes a commitment to do something, says the Rabbi, when he's yachlit bedaito la'avodas Hashem, when he comes to a decision to serve Hashem, yachlit means he makes a decisive moment. He decides to serve Hashem. Az betuchim bo, you can go with certainty that what? Sheken yasa, that he's going to do it. If he gives you his word, if he says, I'm serious about this, then he's serious about this. He means it. He's good for his word. Ukechol sheyoser arfo kasha, yoser yamod b'nisayon im yavo lidei nisayon. And the more amkshe oref you are, the more stiff-necked you are, the more you have this holy stubbornness. Rabbi Nachman spoke a lot about his own holy stubbornness. He said he was a very stubborn person when it came to Avodas Hashem. Never to give up. That's so much a part of the Ein Shum Yeyosh Ba'olam Klal philosophy of Rabbi Nachman. Because what's there to give up about? You can do it. You have to just dig a little deeper and find that strength to overcome that nisayon. So a person who's kshe oref, a person who's a strong-willed person, will be able to overcome their nisyonos. But a person, God forbid, who doesn't develop his ideas in a deep way, he's not even sure what he stands for, so when nisyonos come his way, he crumbles. That's the positive side of kshe oref, the person who's strong and is able to stand up to his nisyonos. Of course, the negative side of am kshe oref, achrahu am kshe oref, says the Rebbe in the next paragraph, the ra of the am kshe oref, is kishmishtamish imidaso zolera umisakesh midvar amran. When we become stubborn about negative things, when we become stubborn about certain bad things that we do, bad midos that we think we can't change. I know who I am. I just cannot change. That's a bad type of stubbornness. Midos raos chas v'chalila. V'zeu kamo b'chol midos tovos kishmishtamshim behan lera. And this is true, by the way, says the Rabbi, about every midah. It can be used for good or it can be used for evil. The Torah itself, the Gemara says in Maseches Yoma, could be what? Can be a medicine or it could be a poison. Depends how you use it. Every midah, ava, can be used good or it could be used badly. Yira can be used properly, can be used improperly. He gives an example explicit in the Torah that tzaddikim point to and expound upon. Kamidas ha-chesed, la-ahava ra. Chesed. Chesed. Chesed, that's a good midah, no? To be an ish chesed, that's like Avraham Avinu, an ish chesed, not necessarily. The midah of chesed can be a midah ra. It can lead to an ahava rachas v'chalila. Kamo shenoda me'arav ha-kadosh ha-aloki ha-magid ha-gadol zatzal. The Magid of Mezrich explained. But Yossi, what do you have one or you don't have one? Okay, would you like to purchase one?
I wish.
Okay, great. We'll work out the financials later. We're on page Kuf Lamed. Right? The Magid of Mezrich explained, the Torah says, Va'ish asher yikach esachoso, if a man will take his sister in a sexual relationship, chesed hu. The Torah calls arayos chesed. In Vayikra Parachaf, it says, a person who sleeps with his own sister is a chesed. Chesed? How do you translate that? What does chesed mean in that context? Right? That's a good question. But the Magid of Mezrich says it's called chesed because it comes from a place of chesed. It comes from a midah of ahava. Loving and wanting to be close to people is the midah of chesed and the midah of ahava. But you have to love the right people at the right time in the right way. You have to love the person who's permitted to you. You have to love your wife, not, God forbid, someone else's wife. Right? You have to love someone who's permitted to you, not your sister. So it comes from a place of chesed, shu chesed av ilah. It's chesed because it comes from a place of very deep love. But he's mishtamish ba la'ava ra la'achoso chas v'chalila. But he perverts that chesed. He uses that love, that feeling, which is a holy feeling. He takes it and he uses it in a way that's, God forbid, very, very damaging and very, very destructive. So going back really to our essential question in this piece, am kshei oref, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Hashem says, I can't lead Klal Yisrael, they're not kshei oref. And Moshe says, you should lead Klal Yisrael because they're not kshei oref. So which is it? So now explains the Rebbe. The bottom paragraph on page Kuf Lamed. V'zeh gam b'inyin ha-kshei oref. Sha'achar ha-chet amar Hashem. When the Jewish people sin and we're stubborn about our sins and we continue to sin, Hashem says, why are you so stubborn with your averos? Ki lo e'aleh b'kirbacha ki am kshei oref ata. If you're going to continue to be stubborn in a negative way, if you're going to see yourself as a slave in Mitzrayim instead of a Yid who got the Torah at Har Sinai, if you're stuck in your old ways, I can't, there's only so much I can deal with that, Hashem says. Hainu shu'atzasa es hamida de kshei oref l'ra. You took the mid of am kshei oref and you're using it in a negative way. You're stubborn about your refusal to grow up already. And Hashem says, and if that's how you're going to act, I'm not ready to, I can't lead you. Not that I can't, but I'm choosing not to. But what happens a little bit afterwards? When Moshe says, Hashem, we're in Am Kshei Oref, stick with us. Moshe identified that Klal Yisrael underwent a change. That Klal Yisrael, part of the spiritual maturation of a person, is that the midah that I once used in a negative way, I can now use in a positive way. And the tzaddikim, and one's rebbeim, and a person who's self-aware, is able to identify that in a person. And say, this midah that right now you're using it in a bad way, can be used in a holy way. We were learning, right? Last night in the Vilna Gaon, we were learning about how the Yetzirah can be used. If we harness that energy, we can use it in the right way. I'll tell you a great story. Rav Baruch of Gerlitz, Rav Baruch Gerlitzer, one of the sons of the Divrei Chaim. So when he was a little kid, I think about the story every Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, the Divrei Chaim was dancing with the Torah. The Divrei Chaim of Sons was dancing with the Torah. And I guess somehow in the Beis Medrash was set up in such a way that the women were able to sort of be, you know, down on the ground floor behind the mechitza. So the Rebbetzin of the Divrei Chaim was holding a young Rav Baruch. He's a young child. I don't know, he's 3 years old, 4 years old. She had her young son with her. And the Divrei Chaim came over with the Sefer Torah close to the mechitza, to the Rebbetzin. So she says to her son, she says to Rav Baruchel, she says, Baruch, Baruch, kiss the Sefer Torah. Tati's holding the Sefer Torah, kiss the Sefer Torah. Shakes his head. Simchas Torah. We love the Torah, kiss the Sefer Torah. No, I don't want to kiss the Sefer Torah. So his mother's like, whoa. She's getting very nervous. She's like, Baruch, we love it. Tati's holding the Sefer Torah. Look how Tati loves the Torah. We love the Sefer Torah. He looks at his mother, he says, I don't love the Sefer Torah. So the mother's like, whoa, this kid, she's like, oh my gosh, it's a terrible sign, he's going to go off the derech, what's going to be, how could it be, the son of the Divrei Chaim? She's freaking out, she's like so panicked. The Divrei Chaim says to his Rebbetzin, he says, he's right. Well, I'm sorry, he's right? Yeah, he doesn't love this, he's a little kid, he doesn't love the Sefer Torah. He loves the lollipops that they give out on Simchas Torah, you know? What do you mean he loves it? What does he know about the Sefer Torah? He's honest. He doesn't love the Sefer. What does he know about the Sefer? He's a little kid. He doesn't know. What does he know about the Sefer Torah? You're telling him you should love the Sefer Torah. Because what? You'll get nachas to see your son dance with the Sefer Torah to kiss the Torah. He's being age appropriate. He's being chutzpahdik, but he's being amistic. So Rav Chaim said to Rebbetzin, you'll see. This midah, this fiery emes, because he was being no, I don't love the Sefer Torah. You know? And she's like, oh my gosh. You know? It's one thing if he's just being shy. He was like, no, I don't love the Sefer Torah. She's bugging out. He says, I'm telling you, you'll see when he grows up, this midah, this fiery emes, is going to be his main midah. And Rav Baruch Gerlitzer was an Eish Kodesh, mamash. He was a fiery emesic person. That's who he became when he became a big rebbe. He was a very fiery emesic person. So his mother only saw, Am Kshay Orev, ay, 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 if he's going to be like this, he'll never be a frum Jew. And his father said, no, when he learns how to direct it in the right way, this very midah that you're so worried about is going to be his greatest midah. And that's what the Rebbe means when he says, Am Kshay Orev, it's one of the Milos Hachi Tovos, one of the greatest midos in the world. It's such a chachma to know how and when to push a person and when to give them their space, you know? When it's time to bring out that midah in the right way. We have to be so self-aware to know when and how to shift. Right? Not to destroy. Sometimes people think they have to destroy certain parts of themselves. I was talking to a guy in YU yesterday, and he was talking about how he was afraid to go, when he went to Israel, he was afraid that it was going to, he said, I liked myself before I went to Israel, and I was afraid that going to yeshiva, I didn't initially want to go to yeshiva because I was afraid that going to yeshiva would destroy my old self. I liked who I was. Right? But we have to realize that it's not about destroying, it's about refining. It's about taking that Yetzirah, that passion, and redirecting it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, listen, Chaver, listen. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, as Hashem says, I can't lead the people, they're not Kshay Oref. Aval Achar Sha'amar Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, hold on, something happened at the end of Perek Lamed Gimel at Shemos. HaKadosh Baruch, right? Look at you, ayah, yay, chita, egel. But then Moshe Rabbeinu negotiates what? Our forgiveness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'chanosi yas asher achon, v'richamti yas asher arachem. V'gam ha'yud gimu midos amar lo limcho bol v'noseyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us the possibility of tshuva, of trying again. And therefore, Amar Moshe Rabbeinu mi'ata yesh li'etza. Moshe says, now I have good advice. What's the good advice, Moshe Rabbeinu? La'olam Yisrael heim anashim gedolim tzadikim balei erech omdim b'nisyonos karoi l'giburei karach v'am k'shei oref. Moshe Rabbeinu says, let's try to see Klal Yisrael a different way. Hashem, I know in the past the Am K'shei Oref got them into a lot of trouble. They're stubborn. They're immature. They're not willing to grow. They're not willing to change. But the Jewish people are Anashim Gedolim. They're Tzadikim. They're Balei Erech. They're people of great stature. They're Omei B'Nisayon. They're Giborei Ruach. They're Anam K'shei Oref in a holy way. Ach Kol Od Shem Mitzrayim Behem. But Hashem, it's going to take a little time. They just left Mitzrayim. It's a process. It's going to take time to harness that Midah and redirect it. They're still under negative influences, so that Midah is expressing itself in the wrong way. But says the Rebbe, says Moshe Rabbeinu on the top of the next page, Lachain, Visalachta Lavonenu, Ulachato Seinu, Elu Hashkagos Hashem, if you're just willing to forgive our Averos and give us another chance and let us grow up and not write us off and say, ah, forget it, they're no good. V'lo od elagam unchaltanu, right? V'salachta alavoneinu l'chataseinu unchaltanu. What's unchaltanu? Let us be your nachala. What does that mean? Rashi explains. V'tidneinu l'chol l'nachla miyuchedes. Hashem, if you just pull us in a little bit closer and you give us time to grow up, you'll see that this midah of k'shei oref is gevaldik. It's such a powerful midah. V'az lo yishtamshu asabachinos k'shei oref l'ra. If you just bring us into a little bit of a safer zone. Make us your nachala. Shield us a little bit from the negative influences, and we'll start to learn how to use this midah in the right way. It's a good midah. The Am K'shei Oref won't be l'ra rak l'tov, v'shvil zeh yu mukhsharim sheyelech na Hashem b'kirbenu. And then Hashem, you'll feel comfortable leading us. Right? Don't send a malach, because we're not worthy, because we're using this midah in the wrong way. Give us a chance to use it in the right way. V'im k'shekdimu nasa l'nishma yatsabaskol. And if, when the Jewish people said Nasa v'Nishma, a baskol came out of the heavens, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, and said, Mi gila la levanai razeh shemalachei asharis mishtamshin, who revealed this secret of the angels to say Nasa before Nishma? To commit to do something before you even hear what it is? That's angelic. A baskol says, how did the Jews know this? Shemi dazu ru'uya lemalachei asharis, this is a midah that's fit for angels, not for people. So b'midas k'shef, the midah of Am K'shei Oref makes us even greater than the angels. Let me tell you. K'shehi l'tova, when we use it properly, Amar Moshe Rabbeinu, Shereuyim heim b'shvil zeh liyoyser mimalach, Shehashem yelech imahem v'lo malach. Why does Hashem want to send a malach? Why does Moshe say we're bigger than malachim? We're an Am K'shei Oref. We don't deserve to be led by a malach. Am K'shei Oref makes us greater than angels. Why does Am K'shei Oref make us greater than angels? Because malachim can't survive certain things that we can survive. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, what does it say? Aniv lo malach. Why didn't a malach take us out of Mitzrayim? Because a malach couldn't survive the tumah of Mitzrayim. A malach would have gone off the derech in Mitzrayim. And yet the Jewish people were holding on by a thread, but we're still in it. Why is it? The end of last week's parshah, that strange, that strange discussion about the fallen angels who are seeking these women, whatever. It's really strange. We're talking about the end of Bereishis, right? Malachim, sometimes when they come to this world, they get dragged down. But somehow the Jewish people are able to navigate this world and to not only not get dragged down, but to lift up the world. Ki a malach kishabal la'olam ha'azeh, says the Rebbe, tzorech tara zayin yamim. For a malach to be sent on a mission to this world, it's very threatening, it's very dangerous. He needs to purify himself for 7 days. Ad shi ha'mukhshar l'shuv ha'matzavo ha'kodem. In order to be able to get back to being a malach, he becomes so dirtied from this world. Masha Enkin Yisrael, Gam ba'olam haza ovdim as Hashem u'po'olam ashras ha'shchina. But a Jew in this filthy world is still able to what? To live a beautiful life. To live a life of Torah, of Kedusha, of ashras ha'shchina. Kegon ha'avos, Har Sinai, Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash. Look at the places we built for you, Hashem, in this world. V'chol leiv Yisrael, im gufo makom la'ashras ha'shchinaim. And forget what the Avos did and what Har Sinai was, what the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash was. Every Jewish heart is a place of Ashras HaShechina. And we can survive in ways that angels can't. Zos Omeres, Shamalachim, Mishtanim, Al-Yidei Olam Hazeh. That is to say, that angels are more easily manipulated by this world than we are. Vashe'en Kein Yisrael, Ha'ovid Es Hashem, Eino Mishtan, Arakshe, Oref Bavudasa. What a beautiful line. angels are corrupted by this world, are manipulated, are changed by this world. But a Jew is able to go through this world, and if he's an Am Ksheor, if he understands who he is, if he knows that strength, he can look in the face of any challenge and rise up and be bigger than it. And where do we get that unwavering commitment from? Where does that come from? Where does that strength come from? Like the Navi Malachi says, I am Hashem and I don't change. Hashem doesn't change. Hashem is absolute. Hashem never changes. If we understand that we come from that, then we can also say, I don't have to change to fit any particular environment. I can be true to myself in all environments. Mibachinas kashecha ka'ora lefanav. In the presence of Hashem, light and dark, it's all the same. Easy days, difficult days, I'm a yid. When life's going smooth, I serve Hashem proudly, confidently, strongly, with dedication and commitment. And when I have a bad day, guess what? I still get up in the morning, and I still daven, and I still come to shir, because I made a commitment, and I'm an Am Kshei Oref. Shekol akelim sviros v'aguf eino polim v'chas v'chalil alav. All of the things, all the sources of influence, whether it's sviros or whether it's my body, whatever it is, all of the different energies of the world, it doesn't change my core of who I am. Lachein Yisrael and Achazim Begufa de Malka. The Jewish people are an extension of the king himself. Yeshlem Bechinas Amida Zu. Just like Hashem is unwavering, unchanging, we, when we understand our connection to Hashem in that way, are unwavering and unchanging. Shaloli Ishtanos Ayidea Olam Lamod Benisyonos. That we have the ability to take on the world. The Kotzker Rebbe said, it's one of my favorite vorts. The Kotzker Rebbe said, what was the chiddush of Kabbalah Satara? What was the, you know, if you bought the postcard at Har Sinai, what did you see? Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. What does Rashi say? Vayichan in the singular, Ki Ish Echad, B'Lev Echad. So everyone says, if you bought the postcard, if you hold the picture, the snapshot of, right, of Har Sinai, you're looking at this picture and you're saying, wow, what a beautiful thing. What a beautiful display of Achdus. Look how the Jews are unified. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. You know what the Kotzker saw in that same picture? Kotzker Rebbe always saw things differently. The Kotzker Rebbe said, when I look at that picture, I don't get a geschmack out of seeing a Klal Yisrael, everyone looking together, looking up at Hashem. You know what I like? You know what part of the picture I like, the Kotzker said? I like to see the necks. I like to see the backs of Klal Yisrael. Because you know what's an even bigger chiddush than all the Jews smiling, looking up at Har Sinai, ready to receive the Torah? The fact that every Jew turned their back on the world at Har Sinai. That every Jew had the confidence to you know, you don't see a Jew like looking over his shoulder like, oh, maybe there's something else to... Every Jew turned their back on the world. That's not for me. That's part of the... That's the stiff-necked nation. That's the Am Kshei Oref. That every single Jew should have the confidence to say the world, the way that the world, you know, is run by the world. That's not for me. This is for me. That's not for me. That confidence is what the Rebbe wants us to feel and wants us to have. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Come on, Hashem, see that quality in Klal Yisrael. Right? That they'll be able to omei b'nisyonos. V'lo od el shagam b'olam hazeh yasu ashras hashchina. Look how Hashem, look how they can build a bayis for you. They can be a place, a dwelling place for you. You don't need to send an angel to lead us. We're bigger than angels. It's a b'china of k'shei oref hamshocha min ha'b'china ani Hashem lo shanisi. It's an expansion on your essence, Hashem, that you, Hashem, are unchanging, and we're an extension of that. Shilamala mibichinas hamalachim, greater than angels. And therefore, yelech la Hashem bikirbeinu, lo malach, we don't want a malach, Hashem, you should lead us. Ki am kshe oref hu, because we're an am kshe oref. Now, chaver, here's the halacha l'maisa. We get to the bottom of page Kuf Lamed Aleph, and here's the halacha l'maisa. V'hinei l'hiyos kshe oref. Lasos Maisa Avoda Baasia Bilvad Hu Gamkin Inyan Umadrega Kanizkar Le'al. The Rebbe says, when you have a bad day, do you put on tefillin? When you have a bad day, do you put on tefillin? I missed wearing tefillin one day since my bar mitzvah. The day I got my wisdom teeth pulled, I was in terrible pain, and I couldn't get out of bed, and I kept like waking up and falling back to sleep. And I kept saying, okay, like, as soon as I'm going to get up, I'll put on my tefillin. And then eventually I fell back asleep, and I missed. That was the only day of my life since my bar mitzvah I didn't put on tefillin. Right? I've had some difficult days in my life. I put on tefillin. What do you mean? I mean, yeah, I put on tefillin. You don't miss tefillin. Right? When it comes to doing actions, when it comes to doing maise avoda ba'asiya, a person who makes that commitment and does it all the time, it's a madrega. Aval, underline this. Aval. And Chaver, this is the most halachal maise thing. Listen to this. Aval. Shenuchal gam lasok b'torah ula'ayin b'das hi madrega yoser gedola. But you know what does fall away very quickly for us? We're all guilty of it on bad days. When I had a really bad day, I still put on my tefillin. But I don't have the head. I don't have the head to learn today. I can't. My head's not in. I'll still do the things that I do, the actions that I do. If it's Sukkos and I'm having a really bad day, I'll still pick up a lulav at some point. But I can't learn today. Learning, I can't learn. Putting my head into the Chachmas HaTorah, that's the first thing to go. I was up really late studying for a big test last night. I can't come to shir today. Right? You're still going to make shahakal on your drink. Why do you have the strength to make shahakal on your drink? Why do you have the strength to put on your tefillin? Right? Why do you have the strength to do mitzvos, but you don't have the strength to learn Torah? It's a good question. It's a certain madrega of kshei oref to what? To be able to hold on to the wisdom of Torah. For whatever reason, that's part of the nisayon. Look at the words again. To be a kshei oref in the maisa avoda, that's a madrega. Because sometimes a person is so broken that they can't even do the actions. I'm so hurt by Hashem, I can't even put on my tefillin. I'm going through such a difficult time, I can't even put on my tefillin. But for many of us, when we have, so to speak, our more difficult days, we still do the things we're supposed to do. Just like learning is the first thing to go. For whatever reason, Torah gets kicked to the side. Learning gets kicked to the side. To be able to be Osek and Torah ula'ayin bedas, that's a big madrega. And says the Rebbe the last three lines on the page. V'chol echad roe zos ba'atzmo. We all know this to be true. We all know this to be true. How do we know it to be true? Shigam b'chol sarat shelo tavo. All the difficulties, halavai, they shouldn't come. But of all the difficulties, lo kasha lo laniach tefillin ushar mitzvos maisios. Exact example that we just gave. The Rebbe says, you still put on your tefillin. You still put on your tefillin. Right? When you say, Rebbe, my girlfriend dumped me last night, I can't come to shir today. Are you going to put on tefillin? We're not putting on tefillin. I can't learn today, I can't come to shir. Why? What's the chilek? Why are you able to put on your tefillin, but you're not able to come to shir that day? Yeah, I'm having a rough day, I can't come to shir today. What is that? Why is that? Masha'en kein lumot Torah ubeprat la'ayin baba'amkus. Certainly you want me to, what, now you want me to pay attention to the machlokas between Tosas and the Ritva? That for sure I can't do. Maybe I'll do a little Shanai and Mikra, I'll just like read the parsha with that. Like you want me to like really like think? I can't. My brain's not in it. That's a very difficult thing. Kashel lo ma'od. It's very difficult for a person. So turn to the last page. So now we come back to our Gemara in Sanhedrin, and then we come back to Noach and Avram. V'zesha omer lehem ashavai. So says the captor to his captives when he sees that in their captivity they're still what? They're still thinking in a creative way like a yid. He says, "Wow, that's unbelievable." Am kshei oref me'ayin atem yodim. I'm Kshay Oref, stiff-necked people. How are you able to still be thinking so much? Most people, when they're going through a tough time, their brain just shuts off. They can sometimes robotically still go through the actions and the motions. But how are you still thinking like a Yid? Klomar hein kvar shama she Yisrael am Kshay Oref. I've heard that you're a stubborn people. I know that you're a stiff-necked people. Aval kol kach Kshay Oref shegam b'tzarasam yuchol avod gam b'chachma lo yada. But I never imagined that the Jewish people could what? Could continue to learn Torah in such a state. What's the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe, in context, is probably talking to Jews who what? Who are going through such tsaros. And they're still trying to keep the mitzvos. But no one wants to go to an Ian Shir in the Warsaw Ghetto. No one wants to learn a sugya. I got too much on my mind. Right? And the Rebbe says, it's not true. The Am Kshei Oref can find a way to keep their mind connected to the Chachmas HaTorah, even when life's really difficult. You have to realize, Kenizkor Le'el, Shabachina Kshei Oref, Yamshachin Bechina Sani Hashem Lo Shanisi. You have to lean into the fact that you come from Hashem who is unwavering and unchanging. Lachain Zachu Al Yedeze L'Geula, Shepatram Hashavai. And when the captors saw their great wisdom, even how stubborn they were to maintain Jewish thinking, Jewish intelligence, or Jewish consciousness, as Shlomo Freifeld always called it, right? To maintain a Jewish intelligence and a Torah consciousness, in a time of such difficulty. That was their ticket to freedom. So the Rebbe says, he's saying to the Jews suffering in the Holocaust, he's saying, we have to learn Torah. We have to learn Torah. It's too hard, our heads are not in it. You have to learn Torah. You're an Am Kshei Oref, you have to learn Torah. When life goes hard, Shir should not be the first thing to go. It's a tough week, midterms, finals. You have to learn Torah. Be a Kshei Oref. Be stubborn about it. Be committed to it. Be your day in and day out. V'inei l'noach hayu rodfim. So now we conclude. Noach had people who wanted to kill him. As Rashi explains, Shayu b'nei doro omrim ilu anu rom oso nichnas l'teva. If we see you try to get on that boat, anu shovrim oso v'hargan oso. We're going to break down the doors and we're going to murder you. Of course, Hashem sent protection, as Rashi explains. Uvechlal k'shayu b'dor v'sham batach ino oso. Certainly they afflicted him. They gave him a tough time. V'hayelo menios ba'avoda v'yitzach l'schazkos. Noach went through all sorts of struggles. There was a lot of opposition, a lot of oppression, a lot of threats to Noach, and he needed a lot of chizuk. And that's what Rashi says, the Rashi that we started with, that Noach needed Hashem to support him. And we understand why. He was in a very difficult situation. He was up against the whole world. We understand. We're empathetic and sympathetic to Noach. We understand why Noach needed chizuk, why he needed Hashem's protection and support. But Avraham Avinu was also a lonely Jew. Avraham Avinu was also up against the world. He was Avraham Ivri. He also was up against the world on his own. And yet somehow he was able to carry himself. He didn't need as much chizuk as Noah. How is that possible? Because Avraham Ivri is the essence of Judaism, which is what? To be able to be an Am Kshei Oref. Avraham Avinu hayulo nisyonos ubeprat mi nimrod sheshlichu lekipshon ha'esh. Avraham also had his life on the line. V'zeh sheperesh Rashi shezeh haya chiluk bein Noach la'Avraham Avinu. This is the difference between Noach and Avraham Avinu. The difference between Noach and Avraham Avinu is that Noach hayetzorech sa'ad l'somcha. Noach needed support in order to carry him. As mi toimchem as anofel. Who do we support? Someone who's falling. Someone who's slipping. Noach was not strong enough. He wasn't stubborn enough in a holy way. He didn't have a spiritual stubbornness to be able to hold on. Ki avimenios nafal. He was falling from the opposition. And again, we can't fault him. Halavai, we should be anywhere close to what Noach was in terms of tzidkus. But he was slipping. He wasn't absolute in his dedication. Aval Avram, hayim ischazik umahalich v'tzidko me'elav. But Avram, the ultimate Jew, Avram Ivri, took on the world in such a way that he was what? He says, I know that I have a chelek alokam imal inside of me, and ani Hashem lo shanisi, just like God is unwavering, Hashem never slips, not once. Avraham Avinu says, I have the strength. Lo hischil linpo, rak hischazik b'tzidko me'elav. He didn't allow himself to even begin to slip. But rather, he was machazik himself from within himself. Kevin shayim merkava. He made himself a merkava l'shchina. He said, I'm a chariot for Hashem. I'm carrying Hashem inside of me. V'hu yizbarach b'china sini Hashem lo sinisi. And I have within me that nekuda of Hashem, that Hashem doesn't change. And therefore, Avraham was able to take on the world. So again, halavai, we should be like Noach. Halavai, we should make it through with a lot of support, and Hashem is going to help us. But the Rebbe wants us to understand the essence of being a Jew, the essence of Am Kshei Oref. It could be sometimes our most destructive midah, when I'm stubborn and I don't allow myself to imagine that I can be bigger, because I know myself so well that I can't change. I'm stubborn about not changing in a way that's bad. And then there's the Am Kshei Oref, then there's a spiritual stubbornness, there's a sacred stubbornness that a person has in this world to what? To say, at all costs, not only am I going to do what a Jew is supposed to do, but I'm always going to think like a Jew. And I'm going to continue to learn Torah like a Jew. And I realize that I can't go a day without learning Torah. It's not possible. It goes against my core of my being. Okay? And that's the essence of Yiddishkeit. That's the essence of the Am Kshei Oref. And that was the strength of Avraham Avinu that halavai we should find inside of ourselves. Okay? Shkoyach.